If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
As of 2024, the interest we pay on the national debt has surpassed every budget item except Social Security. That's why concerned savers are turning to gold, something not tied to the inflated U.S. dollar. And Birch Gold can help you diversify, too. For more than 20 years, Birch Gold has helped thousands protect their savings by converting an IRA or 401k into an IRA in physical gold. Just text COAST to 989898 and claim your no-obligation info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
The reason I got to meet John Alexander is because of UFOs. He was working with Robert Bigelow here in the 90s and in NIDS, and we got to know each other. We've had some UFO adventures over the years and trips and controversies. John, the topic itself has had peaks and valleys, as you know. A lot of interest since 2017, the New York Times story, the media, Congress, academics looking at it. But I think pushback was inevitable. This Arrow report that came out a couple of weeks ago, it sort of treated the subject like a magic wand, explaining away all previous UFO cases and investigations from earlier government programs, and whoosh, nothing to it. I don't imagine you were surprised by that. I mean, the UFO public is demanding transparency. We want disclosure. It's right around the corner. I'm not optimistic. Are you?
Not in the slightest. And particularly right now, the day-to-day stuff is just eating everything up. And from a political perspective, this is an easy trade. I might mention, I'm friends with Chris Bledsoe and talked to him, what's now yesterday. And, you know, that's one that keeps going. I think the issue that I mentioned in the forward to his book, UFO of God, is it appears like we're talking about communication. And I don't think that's the train. Arrow is on a straight, or it seems to be, you know, very straight materialistic view. And as we've discussed, I just think that it's far more complex than that.
I should mention to our listeners, your most recent book, UFOs, Myths, Conspiracies, and Realities, is a terrific look at the big picture on this mystery. You know, last time I was at your house, it was with an abduction research group, and Dr. Rudy Shield was there, Ray Hernandez, and they were there to sort of share with us their view that these abduction experiences are overwhelmingly positive. That people who are scared have a reason to be scared, but in the long run, it's a good thing. We don't hear much about abductions anymore. Do you think they're still happening? And if so, why don't we hear about it? And do you agree with this take that they're probably for our own good?
Well, as you know, Ray had done a huge study, literally thousands of people reporting in. Now, many of them who said it was a positive experience did not see that as their initial response, but that over time, they had sort of integrated the experiences and had seen it in a broader context. Now, he also included in that looking at a variety of experiences, from near-death experiences and other sorts of interactions along with abductions, and saw the, again, the common factors in there. And the question is, of course, you know, was anybody ever taken? Though I think that, again, my view is that these interactions do occur. I am not convinced, on the other hand, that this is ET, i.e. little gray guys from Zeta Reticuli up and down to snatch people up. But again, we've had reports of interactions between humans and sentient non-humans, and including abduction kinds of things, so these interactions, but in all cultures and for millennia, so it's not new.
Is it for their good or our good or both or neither?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. And that the assumption is it for good? Is, you know, are there meaning to it? I think we're going to get close to the answer. And this goes back to some of the things we discussed in the first hour. But looking at communication with, you know, non-human entities, and that, that's why I come down against the ET hypothesis, but that these kinds of interactions could be, you know, happening, and why they happen, I think, is beyond our understanding at this point.
Right.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Let's take some calls. Joe in Monterey on the wildcard line. Hi, Joe. Welcome back to Coast. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, George.
Sure.
I've been studying the paranormal. Actually, I've been practicing a lot of different things since 55 years after I got out of the Navy. And as soon as you open that door, one thing after another, but you have to develop yourself spiritually. About channeling, if a person doesn't develop themselves by channeling, they don't get very intuitive. They don't have they don't develop themselves spiritually, so it's difficult for them to discern whether it's negative or positive. And after many years of channeling, a person can understand if something negative or positive, especially when you get into these higher realms and channeling these other beings. I do exorcisms, and I got used to dealing with the other side quite often. And I do channel my higher self. I don't channel other beings unless I'm doing healing work. Certain beings that I will work, and they will come in and help do the healing work. How do you feel, and have you noticed the difference between a spiritual channeler and a person who's specifically psychic? Not that psychic being psychic isn't spiritual. What I'm saying is that they have developed a discernment. What do you feel about that?
Well, I think you've kind of nailed the topic. This is a big discussion within the particularly mediums, that some of them they're just accessing information and bringing it out, as opposed to directly as a channeler, you're making some sort of connection with that entity or source, and it's ostensibly them that's probably providing it directly, as opposed to the quote psychic approach, where, you know, the individual is getting the information and then repeating it, literally acting as a medium. Excuse me. But where this is on the spiritual spectrum, you know, I think that's probably highly individualized, and you have to address each one at a time to make that determination.
Thanks, Joe. That was interesting. Appreciate the call. We're going to UFO Jim in Canyon Country, California. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hi, George. It's a pleasure to hear both you and the Colonel talking.
Thanks.
As a quick note, I love your choice in songs. Have you ever heard Wrecking Ball by Neil Young and Emmylou Harris?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
My favorite song. I was wondering if the Colonel had ever come in contact with tall white aliens in Indian Springs or Nellis Field, where my father was a lieutenant colonel in World War II as a pilot. And also, has he ever heard of Matthew Manning in England?
Have we heard of...
Yeah. Matthew Manning, England psychic? You know that name, John?
UK, yes. Yeah, I do. Have I heard of it? Yes, this is actually quite dated. Most people today would probably not. It was very popular 30 years ago or so, maybe more. As far as the tall white, you'll have to mark me as pretty skeptical there, and I think I know most of the folklore around it.
Did Paul Hellyer know about the tall whites?
I'm familiar with the stories. You'd have to mark me as skeptical.
Yeah, I don't know. Paul Hellyer, while he was a defense minister at Canada, I don't think he dealt with UFOs while he was still in that job. He learned a lot about the topic after he left the government service. But thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. We're going to John in Wisconsin. Good morning, John.
George. Hello, George. Hello, John. George, per usual, great guest, great information. I wish I could join you and George Norrie at your upcoming event. I know it's going to be spectacular. John, I want to preface my comments by saying I'm a novice when it comes to UFO information and everything you and George have been talking about. So my comments are not based on wisdom. They're based on curiosity. But I believe that UFOs, extraterrestrials, aliens have been part of our earthly world forever and will continue to be. I also believe that these forces want us to be educated and respected and learn from them. And I think what you do and George Knapp does and George Norrie does wonderful things for people. And I want to thank you for that. My question is, though, do you think that once earthly humans insert themselves or try to insert themselves in these forces or try to re-engineer these forces, that negative things can happen? And that was my question, John. And George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, I'm not sure where to go with that. I would basically have to agree with the generic comments that these are out there. our logic says if there are positive sort of things, there's probably negative. Somebody before mentioned that he had done exorcisms, something I haven't admitted to, but actually did some minor stuff and making bad things go away on a number of occasions.
Wait a second. Minor exorcisms? That seems like a major thing to me.
Like I say, I haven't gone off into that publicly before. But yeah, I know actually, I'm trying to think. Actually, in reality, denied that the chapter in there called The Traveling Poltergeist, in which I was then married to Diana, and she had children, and there seemed to be things that followed us from Hawaii to California and on to Atlanta, and some of them were pretty menacing. I mean, we had some things literally fly around, and did, and I had done that before, but dealing with as if exercise, I have not gone up against any of the big boys, and I would not recommend that. In fact, as I said, I had met Father John Nicola, who was the advisor on The Exorcist, and one of the things they said that you have to be prepared that the exorcists themselves may not become possessed, and so you need a backup team ready to exorcise the exorcist. Catholic approach on that.
The other part of that.
And there are some out there that have had a lot more experience with it, but can it happen? I am convinced the answer is yes.
The other part of John's question was about whether these entities, UFO, ET, whatever, want us to be educated. And I wonder if you could elaborate on, do they care about us or care about the planet, or both, or neither?
Well, it's, again, your basic and your, what's your belief system? Most of the information that comes through, both generically and specifically, would indicate that there are some forces that are attempting to elevate humanity. I'm not convinced we're doing a very good job. What Suzanne calls, have come out of the dark ages and sort of in the gray ages, but have not advanced nearly as much as we could. But most of the information that comes back that says, yes, there are forces that are trying to elevate humanity and the souls as they continue, that is an eternal process.
Could be that, these various mysteries might have a common connection, and there's more than one answer. There's more than one intelligence, more than one agenda, and trying to figure it out is pretty tough to do. Thanks for that call. Try to get one more in. Let's go to Greg in Maui. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Both of you, thank you for the show tonight. I am in both inner space and outer space. I'm advanced degrees in psychology, political, economic history, and I know the inner space and psychic reading and all this stuff. But I've also had experiences in outer space. And since we were talking on the UFO stuff, on Maui especially, I have met three main characters. The pilot who flew the Roswell crash remains from New Mexico back to Wright-Patterson. Also, the man named William Cooper who wrote the book. He was a Navy officer on a nuclear submarine who witnessed UFOs coming out of the water into the air and then back. They were just showing off, And then Colonel Corso, who wrote the book The Day After Roswell. All of these were valid connections in person, validated what they were, the books I read later about them. And Colonel Corso specifically talked about the UFO experience, as your earlier guest talked about, were these things an actual crash or an accident, or were they, you know, dropped in on purpose?
Okay. Greg, we're going to run out of time here. I'm going to let John answer that. John, you and I have had a little bit of experience with Colonel Corso, right?
Yeah, I guess he's not aware that we were the ones that when I actually, you knew of him long before the book came out, and you and I and Hal went out and visited with him. And, actually, if you go to the day after Roswell, I had written him a letter following that. And it's actually an appendix of the UFO book, and it was 7 pages long. I forget how many things. This is wrong, that's wrong. And there's little things from, it's Adelphi, not Adelphia, Maryland, to know the Cold War wasn't a cover for fighting E.T.
Yeah. It's a mixed bag, right? I mean, we're about out of time, John, but you'd have to say about Colonel Corso, it's a mixed bag. He really did work at the places where he said.
Yes.
Some of the claims he made are really tough to prove.
Yep.
That's where you were left with it.
Yep. There's no doubt about that. And I was with him, a week before he died, between his heart attacks and what he had told me and showed me. He was writing on a sequel to, quote, correct the mistakes that were in Day After Roswell.
Yeah. You and I have some photos with him, including the last time I saw him, which was, you know,
right.
The year the book came out. John Alexander, always great to talk to you. I hope people will check out your books. We have some links on the Coast to Coast site. Reality Denied is a heck of a book. Also, the UFO Myths book is, if you're interested in that subject, it's very comprehensive, and people should take a look at it. John, say hi to Victoria, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a 6-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better, your TV is.